Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gaze. Let's love.
This is a somber moment in reality gaze history. We have an announcement to make. Poodle, would you like to tell everybody the passing we've experienced?
Our friend.
Our friend.
Lover.
Our comrade.
Mentor.
Mentor.
Our beloved Timmy.
Our beloved Timmy.
Some of you are wondering what Timmy looked like. This is Timmy.
This is Timmy.
Timmy has sadly passed off.
Sadly.
This mortal coil. However, at the same time, there's celebration, because I'm happy to announce Timey 2. The exact same model.
Exact same model.
And it's brighter.
It's brighter, yeah.
You'll be missed, Timey 1.
You'll be missed, Timey 1.
Into the way on the horizon.
This is reality gaze.
If some of you are wondering what the fuck's going on, our timer died. And we're faggots, so we have to make it a big deal.
We have to have a timer. Otherwise, we'll do announcements for 45 minutes.
That's true.
And y'all shaded us.
It's the only, y'all, it's the
our
only
hope.
Thing that keeps us going.
It really is.
And things are already long. We're aware. We're aware.
I'm fine with it. This is reality gaze. My name's Maddie. That queen is Jake, a.k.a. Poodle. And we're here to entertain you.
I don't know if I'm up to saying that.
You've never told a man you're going to entertain him?
But that's what I'm saying. That kind of entertaining, I am quite confident in my abilities.
Oh.
Sometimes with this shit, I don't know.
Like after an episode of Smothered, you go, was that good? Like, was that enjoyable?
What was the show where I didn't know what we were doing? I'm like, this is kind of like, we're talking about this.
Was it You, Me, and My Ex?
Yes. That was the show where I went, I don't like this, but I don't, and I think what we're doing is funny, but I don't know if this is good, and I don't know if anyone will want to hear it.
Well, apparently we'll have to cover the next season of that show when it's out.
Yeah.
We did.
That show.
Roy.
Roy.
Roy, I just don't understand, Roy.
Why I love Roy.
I love Roy. But the reviews are in. Smothered is a hit. Y'all are.
It's a smash.
It's a smash. This season's great. The woman from PR who emailed me and said, she actually said, this episode is even crazier of episode two.
Y'all, we've got Kathy of Christina and Kathy wanting to have her birthday in a funeral home.
She wants to jump out of a coffin at her birthday.
So good.
There is a vajacial.
There is. Which, a sissy, we talked about Harry Potter and the golden snitch not being real. And a sissy said, but apparently Soonie's got a golden snatch. And I said, well played. That's a good joke.
Oh, I think Sunny is
his color. Sunny has a golden snitch.
And I apologize for, I think I misspoke. I thought they said they were Irani, but I think they said Iraqi.
Oh, they did.
A lot of people have said that.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sorry if I said
I didn't even notice any of that.
I know.
Sorry.
That's I've long I've long not expected you to get details.
I was too busy focusing on her nose, basically up her daughter's vagina, getting out an ingrown hair.
I just still think the best when the mother said, "You have a lot of ingrown hair on your vagina.
You got to get this out if you're ever gonna get married."
There's also the pageant mother and daughter pageant with a horrific generational trauma to share. It was Memorial Day. the similar response to, and then I just watched the light go out of his eyes. Y'all, there is a moment that is one of the realest moments. It's on one of these intimate portraits things. And you officially tell the story.
And my mom's boyfriend dying in front of her.
I have this reaction where I just go inside myself because I'm so it feels like the entire content of Requiem for a Dream hit me in one moment.
It's very similar. You made the same face when I said slurp and burp.
But more disgust.
More disgust.
I just kind of went,
you didn't know what to say. Anyway, Smothered, if you want to jump into episode
it's
two,
back.
Smothered, it's on the $8
You're
tier.
You're going to have to pay.
Which is our commercial.
You got
the cringe
one for
tier.
Free. That's how drugs work.
That's how drugs work.
And Smothered.
We are going to put out some two or three episodes of Smothered from the Vault.
It's colonic episode, driving down the highway, and you suggested the season three insemination theater.
Oh, the insemination theater. Yeah,
I hated that.
No,
that was one of the times. When you actually...
I made you do that theater.
It actually felt coercive.
I did. I yelled at you to do it.
And I didn't feel good. And you can actually hear me... you can hear me not wanting to do it.
I full-on yelled at him.
It's like in the middle of me being... Some of it feels not okay for me.
But you know what? It entertained people. I was right.
At what cost...
you're digging me. That's not a lot.
I think we went somewhere that day, especially the sound effects.
And now they had this baby, and they're not even together anymore.
Yeah. Sometimes life happens. My throat is dry. It's so dry in Los Angeles.
Well, I told you to take Mucinex, and you didn't.
I would be drier.
I'll
be drier than Annalise's vagina. Every time she sees Clayton. Lily White soft baby
Lily's
hands
white.
Caressing that computer mouse.
This is our last 90 Day Fiancé show.
Of the season.
Forever. We're going to be on break. Very quickly, I'll remind you that on Sunday the 24th, they're doing a holiday film-themed pillow talk. And then on Monday, the Christmas Day at 8 p.m., these are all 8 p.m. Eastern time, they're doing Pillow Talks 2023 Top 20.
Shouldn't it be 23?
Well, but everybody does Top 20, but I would do. Yeah, but then if you start 23, then it's like 2030, then you're doing Top 30. So I say no. You got to cap it at a number. Because then it's 2050 and you're doing top 50.
No, TV is not going to be around that long.
Well, that's true. They'll just beam you like electrodes to you. Feel something.
I'm going to like think about Christina and Kathy and they'll just be here.
They'll just be there. Hi. Yeah. So the Christmas Day will be, top 20 of 2023. And then Sunday.
Should have been 23.
On 12/31 on New Year's Eve, countdown to 90 Day, The Single Life. They're actually, the Pillow Talkers are going to be showing, new clips of this season of The Single Life. So if you're one of those sissies who can't stand to wait for the show to air just the next day, you can watch that.
Doesn't Pillow Talkers kind of feel like a gay slur to you?
It does. Okay. Yes, because I've been called a pillow biter.
There's just something about it that every time they say Pillow Talkers, part of me goes, ooh. Does that feel that? What
yeah.
Is, why does that feel?
It makes
why
me think of a
feel slur like.
It feels gay slurry, and it also makes me think of that song "Pillow Talk."
Doris Day.
Pillow Talk.
Speaking of gay slurs,
God, I love Doris Day.
Why is that? Why is the song "Pillow Talk" an up tempo? What was that song about?
No, Pillow Talk. I don't know. It was that.
Because Pillow Talk is when you're talking to someone and you're in bed.
But it's that day and age where they said, hey, we're going to make a Doris Day Rock Hudson movie. Let's write a song about Pillow Talk for the theme song of the movie.
I want to look kind up of what like the lyrics
ladies,
are.
Kind of like Ladies of the 80s. It has nothing to do with the actual
ladies
movie.
Ladies of the 80s. Why did I try to go the harmony and then you did it?
Well, you started singing first. I didn't know.
But I'm the higher voice.
Well, so I know, but I didn't want to work so hard.
No.
Do it again. No. We're the ladies of the 80s. There
it
you go.
It only stands to reason that I should take the higher harmony.
Well, I just want to do you. Let's work.
You are questioning the natural order of things.
Okay, fine. I'll never sing harmony again.
No, I'll let you sing harmony, but it will always be lower harmony. That's how things work.
Welcome to my hell.
You know what?
Welcome to my hell.
I will let you in higher spots, in falsetto spots, you will sing higher than me because your falsetto goes higher than mine. And I admit it. It is one of the sad things about my life that I really question sometimes because I think I should be able to sing my soprano higher than you, but you can actually sing your soprano higher than me. It makes no sense. But it actually is there.
There's so many sissies who are confused about all the words you just said now.
I thought it was very clear.
Bottom line.
When I'm in my chest voice,
bottom
I'm
going
to sing the higher
it's
harmony.
Just gay stuff that we're talking about.
But, and I'll say it, and then you'll jump to the harmony again.
I don't even remember what we were talking about. You waylay. Oh, it's like ladies
you know
in
what?
The 80s.
I did waylay you.
You
and
did.
That was fair.
That was fair. Anyway, so that's your day. So we've got our Watch What Crappens Holiday Spectacular, Gay Crappens, that is going to be airing. It's a four-parter, y'all. So strap in. You can watch Ladies
and
of the
strap on.
Ladies of the 80s actually is airing tonight on Lifetime. Or no, yesterday. But just rent it
just
on
check
Amazon
your local
or check
listings.
Your it's airing all the time.
Go to your TV guide.
We also got some Gay MAs or some AM Gays. We don't know what we're calling it.
We're gonna put that out. Also, Are By Curious came out this weekend.
Yay!
Or I think, you know what?
It's coming
it's
out.
Coming on.
Yeah.
It'll come out probably a Tuesday or
yeah,
Wednesday.
Yeah, whatever. It's dropping.
It is going to be Twin Love.
Oh, I'm excited about that one.
Twin Love on Amazon.
That one looks messy.
Sets of identical twins kind of separate and go into houses, and they have to decide if they're going to hit on the same person.
I love it. It just sounds
the choices,
stupid.
Things got contentious because people really wanted Squid Game the Challenge to win. Because I did not want to watch it either. Friends told me, you've got to watch it. You'll get sucked in. I did get sucked in. And also, people wanted the dog, the Curious Case over the Day of Dancing Dogs.
Oh, I'm glad it wasn't Squid Games. I didn't want to watch people die.
No one dies in this.
Then what's the point?
They just
I'm still going to stand
like
by
it.
That.
They just act like
they,
it.
What? They act like they die?
Yeah, they shoot them and they have to fall dead.
That's stupid.
No, it's like Cops and Robbers when you were playing kids. When you were kids.
Well, in the real movie, they died.
Again, I think that would have been difficult to film.
Maybe.
So, yeah.
All right.
Is there something else?
No, you're going to be doing a Gilded Age corner this episode.
Yes.
Very excited. I don't necessarily have a corner, although I have to say that I am in the part in which is started now in Barbara Streisand's book. Whenever it, y'all, you got to do the audiobook, because when she talks about how she crafted these songs and how she did, and when she was saying on this thing, then it plays the audio clip of her, of that performance.
Oh, wow.
It is so well done. I'm actually trying not to rush through the book because I'm already going to be sad when it's done. But it's, she's talking about now her relationship with Elliot Gould. If you don't know who that is, he plays Ross's father and Rachel's father on Friends, but he's done a lot more than that. But in our day and age, people know him from that.
Yeah. It's like he's an actor. He's,
yeah, they were in a play together for her first Broadway play. Anyway.
Was that I Can Get You For I Can Get That For You Wholesale?
Wholesale, which was directed by...
Jerome Robbins?
No, Jerome Robbins did... She met later for Funny. It was somebody else, really. But she talks about how the director was so horrible to her because her song wasn't working.
This Marvelstein.
And the idea she had for that is, what if I sit in a chair and roll around and sing the song because I'm an office worker? And he said, that's stupid. And he wouldn't let her do it. And finally, they kept getting all these reviews that it wasn't working. And finally, he said, fine, just do the fucking song that way. Just do it. We'll just see once how it works. And it completely stopped the show. It was so good. And he told Barbara Streisand later, before opening night on Broadway, he said, you know you'll never make it, right? You'll never make it in this business because you don't know how to listen to authority. And she said, that's the moment I knew I probably was going to piss off a lot of people in my career. Oh, well. It's great.
How are you still single?
Who knows? I might get a Captain Von Trapp in Vienna.
Vienna?
I'm going to Vienna. You know that.
When?
The 26th. I'm taking a very short trip. I'm flying to Vienna.
I did not know that.
You thought you did, though. Yeah, I'm flying on the 26th. I come back on New Year's Eve. But our friend Bettina is in Vienna. I'm going to meet up with them, her and Kenny.
Boy.
I've got all these points.
Glad we're actually off.
And it got all these points, and I'll get really close to like Delta Diamond to do it. That's why I'm doing it. So I thought, why not? I couldn't go to New York. I had to fly.
1%.
I had to fly across the pond. So I am. I'm going. I'm excited.
Quick trip. I'm happy for you.
I told you this because you know you where didn't. To go in Vienna. We didn't. Talked about this.
I'll give you.
You're stressed
you know
about your show.
I'll give you the place to get the best Zucker Torte.
I don't even know what that is, and I'd love to get it. Anyway.
And I'll give you some place to score some good drugs near the airport.
Great. I'll get arrested. I'm going by myself, so don't get me arrested. I won't be back to do the single life.
Oof. Let's see. What else can I tell you? Maybe the best, some good coffee houses.
People have told me hot chocolate's really good. But yeah. I don't love hot, but I drink
there, it. It's really good.
Our friend Liz has told me a lot of stuff. So I'm already going to see like the horse dancing place. She said, you got to see
Lipa's Honors. Yeah.
I booked another tour. Anyway, I'm excited.
It'll be cold, but
it's fine.
Maria Teresa.
Is that
the plots in the house?
I'm planning on doing that one and the Belvedere.
Yeah.
Because that's where Klimt is. Yeah. Anyway, Vienna sissies, I'll be there. I'm not
going
to see you.
I'm going to ring.
Yeah. This,
one of the most efficient subway systems.
I'm excited. It'll be a very quick trip.
It'll probably be rainy.
And that's fine.
I wish it's not for you, but...
But I'm excited to see... Some of them will be closed, but there'll still be some open of... I'm excited for the Christmas markets.
That's great.
Like, that'll be great. And then I'll be back.
You're going to take him for a ride.
Oh, they're yes.
Completely.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, good for you.
I told, for the record, you we didn't. Talked about this.
You didn't.
You Y'all, didn't. Poodle is doing this thing for this,
no,
this show that he's doing right now.
You mentioned it, but you never told me you were going that time. You'd mention it. It was a pipe dream.
Out there is Vienna for the pipe dream. What are you doing over the break? Are you just staying here? It's the best time to be in LA.
I'm going home to see my family, and I'm coming back on Christmas Day. And then I'm coming here, and going into a pupil cleanse. I'm not going to see anyone.
That's great.
I'll see the guy I'm seeing some. He's coming back on like the 27th, 28th or something like that. I have a friend coming into town. Two friends actually coming into town for like New Year's, and I'll see them.
Oh, so and how are you going to like, are you telling the guy you're seeing you're sick so that way you can fuck your friends coming into town?
These are not friends I'm fucking.
Well, I never know with you.
That's fair. I can see that. Because when I say friend,
you fucked your friends.
And also the way I say, I have a friend. And if you can hear it kind of goes up and down, I'm like, I have a friend. Friend, when it goes down.
I usually
all the,
do. That's
when it,
true.
When it goes down all the way, that means fuck friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neither of these friends I'm fucking.
I'm happy for you because LA is the best time
it's
over Christmas.
So good. There's no traffic.
Yeah.
You can actually eat in restaurants. And there's not so crowded.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good place to be.
You can go to fucking Pasadena in 10 minutes.
It's true.
It's great.
Was there anything else?
No, let's go on.
Let's go.
Let's go. We need to move on.
Ashley and Manuel. Ooh. Her mom, Stacy's her mom has got it going on.
I like her mom.
I do.
She's doing her best.
I do.
She's had to put up with a lot of shit from Ashley.
I have a feeling if you got the whole backstory of what Ashley has kind of Ashley's whole romantic relationships.
It's been a lot.
And I'm
not judging.
And I feel, but I feel like it's been quite tumultuous.
Oh, yes.
There's been, I fall in love quickly. I fall in love. And what makes me more concerned is when Ashley tells her mom that I've never been in a relationship with this much fire before. And y'all, you need fire, but you also need water to put it out. And you need to talk about.
That's what jizz is for.
That's fair. But you also need to talk about why you started the fire. You need to be able to talk about.
Is this a Billy Joel song now? What are we doing?
Did you ever hear the remake of the Billy Joel?
We Didn't Start the Fire?
That was a remake of What We Start the Fire with, like more recent references, like everything, not just from the 80s.
Did he do it?
No, it was like another group.
Oh, was it good?
I don't know.
I didn't hear it.
I heard it one time.
Ah, it seems like it really stuck. It was really
pivotal. I didn't set
for
that
you.
Up well.
What happened?
I thought you might have heard it, and that was. You know what? I shouldn't have brought it up because I didn't know enough about it. But what I'm saying is, he says that there was much fire, and I'm like, but fire is okay for a fuck buddy. You don't, y'all. It's really hard to make your fuck buddy your buddy for life. It's really hard because a lot of the same reasons they're your fuck buddy,
but it's
they don't
also,
have the same qualities.
But the problem is, it's really hard.
Yeah,
that's what draws you back in.
But that's not sustainable.
No, it's not. And I think I like Ashley. I think it would be exhausting sometimes to be her friend because we've said this before. Ashley lives on the island of mermaids. And like that's where she wants her life to be, and that's where she's imagining her life to be constantly. So she gets swarmed up in this fuck fest with Manuel and their chemistry and this electricness that she feels, but it's not real life.
The problem I have is that she does this, and then she wants all her friends and family to participate in it. Yeah. And to have to tell her constantly, you like this for me, don't you, mommy? You like this for me, don't you?
Mom, this is at this point, mom says she's like, yeah, honey.
This is why this woman's exhausting. Because she makes everyone swirl. She swirls into everyone's life and makes them validate what she's doing. What kind of shit what she does to Manuel. She's like, that's why he says, you're going to do whatever you do anyway. I don't know why you're asking me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so
Because even when she sees her mom, she shows up and she says, are you happy about the wedding? And her mom goes like, yeah. She's like, but are you happy about the wedding? And I went, don't force people to have the opinion you want.
That's the that is her biggest problem.
Don't,
it's her biggest obstacle for happiness.
It's actually a form of it feels like it's her validation, and her also Ashley can't stand it. Whenever I'm sure someone's upset,
full stop. She can't tolerate anything.
She can't tolerate it. So, because what she needs to learn, if you don't want to, y'all, here's a simple life advice right here. If you don't want to know the answer, don't ask the question.
Thank you.
Just show up and say, thank you for being here.
And don't have a problem when it's not the answer you expect.
Because if somebody throws shade at you about your wedding, you say, thank you for that opinion, but I didn't ask for it.
Right.
But if you ask for it, if you're asking, are you happy about the wedding? Then you're also allowing someone to shit all over your day.
Well, and mom knows not to really say too much because she's going to implode.
She'll go, negative, and then have a breakdown in a crystal TR, which is what we're going to see later on this season.
Because guess what, y'all? Because later on, when you go to Florida during hurricane season for your destination wedding, guess what? There's going to be a hurricane.
Yes. Yes.
This could have all been avoided.
If they just stayed in fucking New Jersey and got married in one of those
Rochester,
in one of those Twin Lakes or Finger Lakes,
which she is not even a Finger Lake, it was Lake Ontario that everyone is
saying. Oh, it was. Yeah. Oh, well, that's a big lake.
It is. It's one of the Great Lakes.
It is.
Like the Great Lakes, the soap opera in Ladies of the 80s.
In Ladies of the 80s, yes.
A Diva's Christmas.
Which I thought was a good name for a soap opera, the Great Lakes.
There were so many things about that movie.
The movie was not good.
So, y'all, Stacey and Sienna, this is the thing with Ashley. She can't even be on time to her wedding dress fitting.
No, because mom says, that they go show up and mom's like, yeah, she's not here, but we'll wait. We're used to it. Mom's just kind of like, this is what we always do.
And I said she probably spilled a jar of coffee.
No.
Y'all.
You can't shade her for that.
I've done it before, but I've never held.
You can't. You did that episode without me. You were with Kyle and Robin. Kyle. And they didn't live with what I lived.
There I admitted
was so much coffee over your all over your Prius.
I admitted that I drove with a mug.
What did they say to you about it? They said,
that's dumb. And I said, I know. This woman had a mason jar of coffee.
I don't know what's different. You not only had a mug, you would often bring like a wide mouth mug of coffee into your car.
I know.
What's
I did
the
it.
Difference? I don't think you can judge her for it.
A mason jar, I can. Yeah. That
is it
not,
because she doesn't have the handle?
No, it's that's part of it.
Because if she had a mason jar with a handle on it, would that bother you?
It was so big. And then she opened up another coffee. That's when it got.
That was extreme.
That's when it got into ridiculous.
That was
territory.
Ridiculous. I'll give you there. That was ridiculous.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
So, anyway, she's already kind of, she arrives. Mommy, are you happy? Are you happy? Stop calling your mother mommy. You are an adult.
She says she wants to be a mermaid, glistening, luxe.
Well,
a princess goddess mermaid.
The vibe is mermaid coming out of the water with crystals, cross with Lux. Princess, goddess, mermaid. And you can tell the Russian woman's handling this is, oh, we got another one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It made me miss Darcy because I wanted Darcy to say, want to be mermaid, goddess, Lux. Princess,
now,
goddess, mermaid.
I do
Which,
think...
by the way, y'all, we heard that show is not dead in the water
yeah.
yet. We were wrong to quote. There's still hope. So if you want to see that show, tell TLC, tweet them, let them know you want to see a Darcy wedding.
What did you think of this dress?
I did not like it.
I thought it was remarkably boring.
It was plain. For her. But what my biggest problem with it is this isn't a final fitting, is it? Because this dress does not fit her.
I think this is the fitting.
Okay,
so,
because we need to cinch in her waist more.
Yeah.
It looked boxy on her. The thing had weird things on the sides.
I think this may have been one of the fittings.
I also think the straps were too long. I think it needed to be pulled up higher. I did not like it.
I just thought she's talking about all these things. I was expecting to be wowed.
I was expecting a mermaid dress.
Yes!
Like,
you
can't get more. She said she wanted mermaid, so you get a Whitney fucking Houston mermaid wedding dress. That's what you do.
This felt like a David's Bridal, like, sale rack.
Yeah, it's literally like someone saying, you know what? I want a dress that feels like, I don't know, royal, almost empirical, and then they
imperial.
Don't have imperial, and then they don't have an empire dress.
We're not talking David Hume.
No, I don't know who that is. I don't care.
It's okay.
But it's just like you get an empire whatever dress.
Yes.
If you want to look like what?
It didn't look luxe. She mentioned mermaid three times.
Three times?
Yeah.
Wear a mermaid dress.
And she wanted crystals, and there were no crystals on the dress.
No.
But we fixed that.
We did.
Because there's this weird Madonna crystal, not Madonna like the singer, crystal
like Madonna like
crown.
Madonna
and Child,
which
Mary.
Who did that one? Is that Michelangelo? Who did one of those?
Everyone did one.
Everyone did. But there's a very famous one with that kind of crown
yeah.
on it.
Like a halo.
Yes. I could see a halo.
You liked it.
You know what? I didn't mind it because is it kind of weird? Yes, but it's Ashley and it's what I didn't mind because it actually had meaning for her like that.
Yeah.
And that's part of her belief. But also too, I thought it was pretty.
I didn't like it because it had no connection to the dress. There wasn't anything
I'll give you.
That
it didn't make sense
that
with
made
the dress.
Sense.
And the, yes. That. If you're gonna
wear a fucking halo crown like mm-hmm. that, your dress needs to have some type of avant-garde thing to it.
I agree. Like, have a mermaid dress by Christian Siriano. Then that makes sense.
I love him. I will say this. I hope things get altered or there's something that makes
I agree with you. They do not. If you're gonna wear a crown, this is what I think you're wanting to say. If you're going to wear a crystal crown, it needs to tell a story. And
yeah.
these are telling two different stories.
The dress is like something she said, I want to get married today. So I'm going to buy.
Got no time.
I've got no time.
And I've got $200.
Yeah.
What can you give me?
And I think the crown costs more than the dress.
I bet a friend made it for her.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, I bet she paid for it or she got it on Etsy.
No one
gets Etsy. Reality game sponsor.
I love Etsy. So y'all, they're basically talking, mom says, so is he going to take care of his mermaid? Kind of needling her. And then she says, well, do you think he is? Again, trying, either she wants her mother to say bad things or she knows her mother won't. But
she definitely is desperately seeking her mother's validation. Full stop. I think that's a note in her life.
And the mom says, the jury's still out. And y'all, as soon as mom says this, she's like, they don't know him. They do blah, 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 blah. They don't know. They only see the Manuel that, like, what, we have problems. We have problems. I'm like, that's because you only scream to your family about them. You shan't tell them.
A bit, yeah. But she says, too, she's like, he's going through all this right now. It's a new country for him, blah, blah. And I'm giving the benefit of the doubt, but I actually think, I was like, I agree with when sister says, we're trying and he's always pushing back. She's like, if he wants to be with her, he has to bend too. I do agree with that. I do feel like, but I feel like she's making all these excuses for him.
Well, mom
says. And it's, again, this is her fantasy. He's trying really hard, so. You think when you get married, then it's just going to solve things and then you're going to get along better? No, they're right. He, whether it's valid or not, he runs away. Now, granted, he runs away because he says you're always going to do what you're going to do. But, like, this is a thing on both of you. He is very stubborn, and the sister sees it.
And he does the kind of – he walks out. He leaves because he says she gets in something and he can't tolerate, basically later on when he's talking about the mom, he can't tolerate her being mad at him and he doesn't like to be mad at her. So the things that he does is to leave because he doesn't want anyone to see him be mad at her. He says it for the first time, what he can't tolerate, she can't tolerate any of it. It's a bad match. It is a bad match.
They really.
This isn't gonna last, y'all. I promise you. They'll probably get married. This is not gonna last.
It sucks because she was right. Like, there's no way they're gonna make this if they don't go to therapy and learn how to dialogue when they're both upset. But his unwillingness to do that.
Yeah,
it's not gonna happen.
So. Mom says about that, about being dialogue, and then she basically says,
yeah, because mom and him, they go to talk later. Ashley leaves. They're doing it through translations on their phone.
Yeah. And this I thought was somewhat productive.
Yeah, I think mom understood him more.
Yeah.
But mom also made her case. She was like, you know, I understand that. She's like, but. She basically was trying to say, marriage is forever. You both can't keep doing this same pattern forever.
Right.
This is not going to work. I don't know if Manuel got that. I don't know if he's accepting that or not. But mom says, excuse me, look, your word is everything. So I'm going to hold you to it. But she says at the end, she's like, look, I like him. Do I trust him? No. But I will be there for her and I will embrace this marriage and support my daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, good mom, what can you do?
Yeah. You're fucked. I just think they're...
They're going to get married, but I think it's going to be a long road.
She needs a man, but this will be hard for her because she needs something with fire. She needs someone who's going to kind of poke at her, literally and metaphorically.
You know why? You know you can see this.
I need that too.
Well, you're better at it, I think, now, but poodle in your 20s.
Yeah, ooh. But this.
But you grew out of it.
True. This woman needs to live in a constant vortex of emotion to feel anything.
Yeah.
And
And she is old enough to know better.
But she'll do y'all to care.
I forgot about it that time. But that's what I'm saying. I brought it, you, not to shade you, but you grew out of that. You yes. know that it's not what you need.
Yes. Yep.
And I don't think she can differentiate that.
No, absolutely not. No.
All right, y'all. I got a fart. What do you think? Oh, the Gilded Age. Sorry, I was going into Salmon Schitzer. I don't have to fart. I was thinking of a joke.
Corsets tighter. Bustles bigger.
Church!
Hats higher!
Okay, we get it.
It's your Gilded Age corner.
You're in a state lately, too, because that guy is gay baiting the fuck out of us. And I bet it just, you've got so much spank
material. Why gay baiting? It's just
not
hot
gay
material.
He's just being hot, but
he's
shirtless.
He's bursting thirst traps.
He's showing his body.
Morgan Spector.
He's showing all of his tattoos.
Y'all, Zaddy Russell's got thirst traps everywhere. His body is banging. The tattoo on his back makes me wet. It's nuts. And the way he defended Bertha on like a couple episodes ago, I'm just like, go, 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 go.
And he also wore, they went to the opera, to the Metropolitan Opera. I love how they're really playing the camp of the Opera Wars thing. But the outfit he wore was very like gender kind of fuckery. And I bet it drove you crazy.
Yo.
I like that at the same time you went and a car horn went wah, 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 wah.
Y'all, Sunday night, I think maybe the finale.
This coming week?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Eight episodes. I think it might be.
I'm like two behind, I think.
Well,
I've been busy and I'm not going to watch it this weekend. I'm sorry, because I got to watch The Crown. It's dropped the second thing. So,
fine.
Or this one that weekend that just happened.
Y'all, first of all, a lot of things happened last week. You're hearing this, and if you're hearing this on Sunday, we're recording this on Monday.
So it's already done.
It might be already done. I'm talking about last week's episode. I can't wait to see what's going to happen with Maude Beaton, that little con artist, which something wasn't right. Maude Beaton, you know, the guy who met Oscar. The woman who met Oscar, who he was trying to kind of like con into marrying, trying to get her money.
Oh, I don't think I'm there yet.
This is the thing. This is why this won't work. Because I don't want to tell you I had to watch it. I don't want to just tell you because then you're going to ask me inane questions.
Well, no, but there might be people who haven't seen the show that want to know, and I can be that.
And I'm going to say, watch the. I'm not doing this show. I'm not doing this show as a recap. That's not what the Gilded Age Corner is for me to squeal about things that I liked.
Well, then squeal.
I'm going to squeal about her getting basically telling Mrs. Astor that she's not taking her box at the Academy. She's going, I'm going to go to the Metropolitan. And then Mrs. Astor left. And she was wearing the biggest hat in the world. And then the rector died. Ada's husband.
Ada's husband.
Have you seen them get married yet?
She already gets married to the preacher?
You're way behind.
Wow, they just met this season.
Yeah, and he's dead.
And she's got no money.
And guess what? It's cancer. Looks like it's back.
So what did they do?
You know what that means.
So she got married and she fucked?
And
then he died?
Yeah, he's
so
dead.
Now she's not a virgin? That's a big deal for people, isn't it?
I guess. Not for me.
Wow. Why did they do that? That didn't make sense.
This is not the reaction we do on Gilded Age Corner.
Well, I'm just saying. I feel like...
Anyway, it was... And at one point, he dies, and Christine Baranski holds her, and she goes, "It's gonna be okay." And because now her sister's always gonna be there, and you, because she didn't want her to get married, of course, and so that was that. But y'all, the Opera Wars are heating up. Bertha's doing everything she can. I'm still a little upset that there's been a truce between the butlers, because I want Bannister to sashay and be
Bannister
the
is,
queeniest queen
Bannister.
Ever. That scene last season with him critiquing the French cutlery and then walking around and saying, well, I guess you can do it like that, was the shadiest shit. That was the shadiest reading room I've seen. That was more than on Drag Race than I've ever seen in my life.
It made you happy.
It loved was
great. It was great. This show really is
the
for
Brooklyn
you.
Bridge has happened just now. Larry, I don't know where the guy, the older lady, not older lady, Laura Benanti, that Larry was fucking. I think she told him to go away.
Yeah, I did see that episode.
And now I think it's going to be now that she's, and also Dashiell has asked her to marry him. And she's not really into it, you
she's
can tell.
She's not into Dashiell. Yeah,
because Dashiell doesn't want, he's like, it's a shame you have to teach those indigents.
Oh, wait, Cynthia Nixon's the one that was married to the preacher. I thought the blonde one woman married the preacher, Meryl Streep's daughter.
That would make no fucking sense at all.
I forgot. I got confused.
This isn't fun.
I'll catch
I
up
said
with
Aunt Ada.
Yeah, sorry. I forgot. I don't know all their names.
This is must watch television.
It is.
You knew I'm going to be doing this show.
I know.
As a favor to me, you could watch it. What are you doing on Sunday night? If I looked at what you watched in the last couple of Sunday nights, uh-huh. and it's anything but Gilded Age,
well,
I'm going to rip out your hair.
Well, I've been catching up a lot on Bargain Block because I love that show.
I knew it.
I love Keith and Evan and Shay. Ow! The season ended. I want to see how they finish the house.
No one gives a shit.
I love their city in Detroit. I want to go visit again. Can't. I'm kind of hoping if we go to Detroit for a live show, maybe I can go to their studio and meet them.
You've ruined this for me.
I'll catch up for the next one.
So if you're listening on Monday, you're like, I already knew all of this, and the finale was just then. Maybe I'll talk about it on Toe when we do Toe on Tuesday.
I would love that.
No, we're doing Toe Sunday morning. Fuck!
Well,
I don't know when I'll do it.
I don't know. You can talk about it on an AM gay.
That makes no sense.
Well, it doesn't.
Still good enough for me. Corsets off.
I didn't.
Bustles relaxed. Hats removed. This has been the Gilded Age Corner.
The music's pretty. I never listen. I fast forward it.
Where can I throw this at you? I want to break your braces. This is an incredible theme song. Old timey hates you. I just threw the courts.
Wow.
The courts
isn't even cold. You don't get her back. You don't get her
I
back.
I just threw the corpse of Tiny at you.
Tiny stays with me. You get Tiny too.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sam and Chitra.
Chitra.
Now I got a fart. I said Chitra, didn't I?
You did.
Chitra.
We say that, y'all, because we had an Indonesian sissy in our squad tell us, give us a lot of good. What? I love it how I, fuck you. I like it how I had, what am I trying to say? I had this queued up and then it didn't give it to me. In our sissy squad, Join us, our Facebook group, y'all, the Sissy Squad. We have fun in there.
We do. We just posted a pinned a thing about subgroups.
And I basically said I heard her say her name as Sheetra. And so she, Sissy Delicia, I don't know if I'm saying that, Delicia. She says, Indonesian Sissy here, ready to tell you all the things about Indonesia. Sheetra's name pronunciation is closer to Sheetra, like the CH sound for Chicago. So, yeah.
Okay.
Where she is in West Java, like I said, West Java, different from East Java, is an hour away from Jakarta. And it's a really chill place with lots of hills, forests, waterfalls, and a tropical paradise.
Ooh.
She's like, it's going to be a tough transition for her to live in Missouri, especially the cold and dry winter. Her dad is a high-ranking police officer, which is a well-respected job in the country. Mm. Looking at what's shown on TV, the mosque she went to and the place she hung out with her sisters, it looks like she has a good family life. They're very tight and financially secured. So this isn't some type of... She's not trying to get any money. Because guess what, y'all? Sam has nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. The only thing I could think about this entire time is Sam's been sleeping in his car and it looks like that.
Holy fuck.
Holy shit.
I think I would rather stay in Rob's no bathroom apartment than Sam's car.
100%.
Yeah. So she does say the Indonesians have to have one of the five acknowledged religions listed on our ID cards. You need to be Islam, Christian, Catholic, Buddhist, and Hindu.
You have to declare a religion?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. And you and your future spouse have to have the same religion listed on your ID cards. So that's why he's having to convert. And it... It basically is, she says, 90% of the population is Muslim, and wearing hijab is totally optional and is a personal decision. So it's not uncommon to see people not wearing it. She says, though frowned upon, it is also uncommon for them to have sex before marriage, eat pork, drink alcohol, or do anything that's not approved. Anyway, so she says... The way her dad speaks to his daughters is pretty soft and loving. Indonesia is a very family-oriented country. Most of us live with our parents our whole lives and only move out when we get married. It's hard for Sheetra's dad to be okay with her leaving, especially after losing his wife. But he sounds supportive and not at all forceful about religion. Basically, this is interesting. It sounds like Sheetra's been upfront about what his duty was to convert, and he's okay with it. And she says, Sam wearing the batik, which she sent him the shirt, is, she says, it's the cutest. Definitely a brownie point from all the Indonesian moms and dads out there. She said she buys them for her American husband. And she said the clip of her crying, I want to go back to Indonesia, makes me laugh because it's every time I have to pay bills with my hard-earned American dollars. And she says, I'm glad we finally have a better Indonesian to represent this country in this trash TV show, because the one before this was Leda.
Yeah.
And she the only Indonesian Night at Beyonce cast in my head. So if you want to know more about Indonesia, ask away. I love our Facebook group because I asked about it and someone came through. We had a coal miner sissy once.
We had a sissy who posted a picture of her hair and said, I need to get a haircut. And a sissy responded and said, well, I'm in Chicago if you want to come get a haircut. And she said, I live in Chicago too. And then she posted the next day. She went to the sissy and the sissy gave her a glow up.
Sissy's helping sissies,
y'all. I love it.
Love it.
Love it.
It's honestly.
Just don't help Poodle because he'll fuck your husband.
That's a perk of it, though. I was just going to say, one of the reasons that we do this podcast, obviously, is because we love talking to people and reaching people and talking about this show. But I love it that people are meeting through. It just gives me so much good feelings, and it makes me so proud that people are meeting through this meeting like-minded people. And because life is so solitary. And it's just, I'm so happy about that.
Yeah, just...
I love it.
Sissy, don't rob another sissy or kill him. You'll ruin it for all of us.
Don't do that.
Don't do some true crime shit.
I'm going to say this now because we've had been inundated. Sam does indeed look like Beavis. He does look like Beavis. Now,
fire.
It is because
he does.
He has the jaw does kind of like, it looks like his father has the same jaw. I don't know if you saw this.
Yeah, they look the same. Yeah.
But it's all I can see now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So Chicago,
Sheetra.
Sheetra needs to fart, y'all. Cause she was sitting. That's true. When you feel backed up when you've been on a plane for 12 hours.
Awful.
They're driving. She's looking at the couch.
Driving down the highway.
And I finally go my way. Don't look back. It's a change on Massacre House.
Gonna have to convert to Muslim.
Barbecue sauce. Did you see that Boys to Men is apparently remaking the Chili's Baby Back Ribs song?
Why?
Because why not? I think we brought it back.
They never did it in the first place.
No, I know they're doing like a reboot of it for Chili's.
That seems so random.
I'm excited. Okay, so
you're right. We manifested
we
that.
We did. So she's like, well, he does live with his brother and dad. It's gonna be a lot of guys. Like, what am I gonna do?
A lot of male energy in the room.
Like, what am I gonna do? Well, that's gonna be different.
Will they smell it and come looking for me?
I don't think they're gonna smell anything over this house.
What does this house smell like?
This house smells like...
I have some ideas.
You know how like when you, I think first of all, the smell hits you of old socks, like sweaty mm-hmm. socks. Stale pickles for some, like a dill, but like a sourness. Mm. And then mix it. The bottom note is kind of like, When you smell your finger and you realize you didn't wash your hands good enough from a couple of hours ago after you wiped your ass.
Jesus!
It stinks, y'all. This place smells like, it's got that like funky cheese smell in it.
To me, there's definitely mothballs here because I think...
Really?
Yeah, it's a little bit of an undercurrent of mothballs.
There's shit
carpet
everywhere.
Deodorizer.
Yes.
Carpet deodorizer definitely. Is definitely in this home.
Oh, stale cigarettes.
Yeah.
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 It's a...
old deodorant.
I was going to say a pigsty, but I can't say that word because when I was once directing a musical back at Belfort,
yes.
And there was little kids, and the kid's supposed to walk in. It was seven brides for seven brothers. She's supposed to say, this looks like a pigsty. And she said, you were there too, I think.
Yes, I made fun of her for it.
She walked in and said, this looks like a pigsty. And we laughed and laughed.
We kind of gave her a complex about it, but. Why not? That's what kids are for.
That's what gay men do to kids.
So they walk in and she's like, this room is really messy. Which clothes are dirty and which ones are clean? Now,
no idea.
He's cleaned already. And so we meet the dad, Brian, and
she goes and hugs him. It's very sweet.
It does seem. And so he's going to go sleep in his brother's room, which is a single bed.
He and brother are going to sleep together. Sleeping single in a double bed.
But they slept in a single bed together?
Well, no, but he kind of alluded. He said, what did he say? He's like, I'm going to go sleep with my brother. He didn't say my brother's bed. I'm sleeping with my brother, so there's no sinning. No, this isn't one of your movies.
Okay. I'm going to move on. This is the brother who is in the basketball jersey, y'all.
Yes.
Let's move on.
You've got to stop watching.
Wonder if they spoon in the night.
You got to stop y'all, watching Butt Slut Brothers.
The only way you can sleep comfortably in a single bed together is spooned. Think about
it. I agree with that.
It's the only way. There you go.
I've spooned with a friend before in a non-sexual way, but it wasn't my brother.
What?
Well, we rented a house. It's my friend Nico, who is
that's with a gay friend.
With gay, because we were staying at this house in Big Bear, and he and I got there late, and everybody else already had a bedroom, and we had to sleep on the couch in the living room, and it was freezing. And in the middle of the night, he turns to me and he goes, "Come here," and we had a cuddle for warmth.
You were like his Lenny from A Mice and Men,
basically, because I had so much body heat, I just kind of radiated, and I kept him safe because he's slim.
It's like the monster that Luke climbed into.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Mark Hamill just posted on his Instagram a dog at home watching Star Wars for the first time and seeing Darth Vader come out, and the dog runs behind the couch and growls, and it's hilarious. Mark Hamill's Twitter and Instagram are fire.
Oh, we're saying fire now, huh?
Why can't we? That's what everybody says.
It's done.
Is it done?
It's millennials used to say it too. So
what's fire? I like his drip.
It's fire.
Yeah, Mark Hamill has Riz.
Oh God! Now we're gonna say fire, huh? Great. So he says, Dad basically says, "So tell me about this conversion." He's like, "Well, you say a prayer. Cleanse yourself, and then 1,000 angels interview. Enter you.
Need 10,000 angels watching over me tonight."
And he basically says, and Sam says, "This is a little weird because this man's an atheist and believes in aliens." He's like, "Let me clarify."
And then we get alien corner, y'all.
"I believe in ancient alien theory." This is from the Church of Big Mike. The pyramids and everything like that, that aliens
built. He says there's actually old religious paintings that have pictures of spaceships in the background. And he says it makes a lot more sense than all that ridiculous stuff in the Bible.
I like her, and she's like, "Yeah, okay." Yeah. I'm glad he didn't say, because y'all, if she's an observant Muslim, she believes everything in the Quran. And I was like, okay, let's just move on.
But he's going to go. He's going to go and see the conversion.
And Sam is so horny, he can't stop touching her.
Did they show his boner? They did, right?
Yeah, you could see a little boner.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's about to burst.
But he says, though, it's actually her more than me, and I believe him.
Really?
Did you see her look at him? Because she kind of looked at him a little bit like, "Don't you say that."
They're both young.
She wants to get on it.
Yeah. Get down on it.
I mean, literally, about this. I respect this. You want to fuck so much that you're having your dad fly all the way from Indonesia to get this guy to your religion so you can ride that dick.
That's kinky.
That's kink. Good for her.
Anyway.
Unless he's in jail.
They are cleaning up his car.
I can't believe they don't have gloves on.
This car.
I'm.
Wow.
This car is a metaphor. This house, this room, it's all a metaphor. And I'm not saying someone can't fix their life, clean up their life, but Sam is not ready for this. We knew it whenever he said, "I've been sober for 10 years, but then he talked about relapsing 3 times. And I went, that's not how, even several sober sissies reached out and they're like, "That's not how sobriety is."
It is interesting the way he is talking about his sobriety. He's relapsed a couple of times.
I don't trust it. And whether he's sober or not, I don't trust that he's in a place to build a life with someone, especially someone who is coming here as an immigrant who's going to depend on him.
Also, he's living. He's going to have to be supporting her.
Yes.
Where's she going to live? In that house?
In that house with them.
So the question I have is, how is that? To me, he needs to be living in some kind of situation with a roommate or with a couple of, or in a sober living situation with a couple of people.
Or his brother and dad are fine if they help him be sober, but he just needs to...
I'm talking about, I think the dad and brother kind of cook and they do things for him. Because a sober living is teaching you to kind of...
Be on your own. That's true.
Live on your own. And I don't think he knows how to do that.
No, he can't even just... All he had to do was just do his paperwork for the Divergent, or whatever it's called.
Diversion.
Diversion. Divergence, that movie with what's her name and what's his name, who's hot from White Lotus?
Theo James. Cool.
Yeah, he's hot.
It's real hot.
He's real hot, hot, hot. Would you drink his bath water?
I would drink the water that fell off his nipple.
So just still, you're still standing by just Ryan Gosling's bath water. I don't believe that. Like they said, if you drink my bathwater, I will pound you like a flank steak till your eyes pop out of your head.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna...
Splish splash, he was taking a bath. I think it was on a Patreon episode, or I don't know what episode. You said you would only drink Ryan Gosling's bathwater, and I didn't believe it. I'm glad we got there.
I think it was from, because I thought it was a singular event.
But
it's okay. Leading to something.
Leading to, yeah.
Leading you would, up to something.
Why would you drink someone's bathwater just to drink it? No.
Yeah,
it
makes sense.
Not holy water. It kind of is.
You don't drink holy water.
No, you don't. I tried to once, and my mother got angry at me. Well, I was a kid. I was thirsty, and there was a little goblet, and I put my cat, and my mother said, Matthew, you don't drink that. She's like, people put their hands in all in that.
Why were you not taught this?
I liked, as a little Catholic kid, I liked it because my mother would go up to the church to decorate the church and things like that, and do so we would be there when nobody else was in the church because she was decorating. So I used to love to go into the is it, well, not the tabernacle, I forget what the room's called, but I like to, where they keep all the communion, and I would eat the communion wafers. I love them. I was too scared to open the wine, even though there was, but I didn't ever like the wine. It was terrible.
One bread, one body.
It's like, maybe.
You put me in a really bad situation here, and my dad's not going to be happy. And then he says something. This is unfortunate that he's seeing this. He says, but are you going to be by my side if that happens? And she's like,
I thought that was gross.
And then she goes, why didn't you tell me earlier? And he goes, I thought you might not come. And that's why this feels like addictive behavior.
Yeah, and he said, do you think you would have come if I told you? And she's like, you just told me this. I've got to process this.
And then she says, maybe I'll go back to Indonesia, where my dad is and where my sister's are.
I think she should, but I don't think she will. I think they'll get married.
Where my lashes are probably cheaper.
Because she wants, this is the problem. This, when, yep. This is a problem. Women and men sacrifice their values to get that D or get that P.
Miami!
Let's talk about somebody who's not purity culture. Gino and Jasmine are filming a video on the beach practically, rubbing this suntan lotion on her. It's so tiny. It is an itsy bitsy teeny weeny, but not a yellow polka dot, but a bikini.
He's rubbing the lotion on his
Oh, yeah. Like oh, Gino. Ooh, Gino, like be that. Gentle Ooh. With my cheeks, Gino. Oh, I'm bruised, Gino. Gino. You like that? Oh, Gino. Not too hard. I'm still sore. Ooh, Gino. Oh, Gino's getting turned on with the suntan lotion.
I like it.
Ooh.
He also doesn't know that she says, I still don't feel comfortable with any of your family coming to the wedding. I think this is the wrong hill to die on.
I feel like
this is fraudacity.
I feel like it's a fraudacity because I feel like Jasmine can be ridiculous, but I think even Jasmine wouldn't keep his family from their wedding.
Yeah, I think you maybe you're right.
Because family is very important to Jasmine, and it is to Gina. It feels too cruel even for Jasmine being hysterical. But maybe.
I also think that she might be jockeying to get something else.
Yeah, for when she tells him about Dane,
yes,
she has leverage. That's all it's for.
Yeah. Because that's what I would do.
It's true. It's very, very true.
That's exactly what I would do.
Yeah. Dating Poodle's fun, y'all. That's a show.
It's a ride. I'll tell you that.
It's something. That's it. That's all I got. You got anything else? Oh, that's the show then. All right, everybody.
That's it for 2023. That's it for the 90 Day Fiancé. We'll be doing some other shows.
What other shows are we doing this week?
We have the final part of Toe.
Oh, the tell-all. We got Toe. We still have a Smothered.
That's our last intimate portrait.
Yeah, we're working on Sunday. Which is when y'all have already listened to this, but yeah. Oh yeah, we're doing two shows and our live. We got a busy day. That'll be fun. Yeah. I'll bring some chocolate. We can order pizza. It'll be a fun day. I'll get you some Diet Coke. I'll get you keyed up. Boy, no telling what I need to apologize for after that live. All right, everybody. Well, that said, we hope that you didn't cancel us that. We hope this even aired after the live. It could be totally just take it off. Christina could just pull the plug and go, they're done. Yeah. When Poodle said he wanted to show the star in the east and bent over and showed his butthole, that's when we were canceled.
Star of
That's it. We'll see you. Happy New Year, y'all. We'll see you, y'all. We'll see you in the new year with 90 Day Fiancé, but we still got Toe. Until then, go to realitygays.com. You can still give the gift of gay. Go to our Supercast link. You can't do it via Patreon, but you can give someone an Apple gift card and give them Apple subscriptions if you want. Anyway, go do that. I hope you have a good holiday. Until then, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poods?
Yes, and if you think the aliens built Stonehenge as a type of dominoes,
it kind of makes sense to me.
You can call us.
Call us, Kiana.